You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it. The shit just got thicker, my friends. And that's what's up. So, in recent news, USA Today took on a claim and they wanted to prove whether it was true or not. And the claim was that hospitals are making 3 times more than they would if they didn't have coronavirus patients. So, survey says that they do. USA Today has confirmed that hospitals... Wait, hold up. Stop the press. Stop. What? Wait. Listen. Kim Jong, undead. What? What is that? You know, like a zombie? You mean like the apocalypse? No. Kim Jong, undead. Like, hey, did that wait? No? Oh, okay. Let me go over here and what with the wait? Yeah, so, allegedly, Kim Jong-un is dead, but it's hashtag Kim Jong-un dead. Get it? Kim Jong-un dead? That nigga ain't dead. He's so scared to play war with me right now after all them fake missile launches. He knows I'm coming to kick that ass. But see, that's where he screwed up. See, I can't tell you why, but I'll just say that's where he screwed up. He should have never faked his death. Now, let's say I'm wrong. I'm sorry, God. God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm, like, so sorry. And, please, I beg for your forgiveness. But I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm right. I'm just going to go, I don't know, pretend I'm right. Whatever. Whatever you guys want to sit there and think. I don't care. Because I don't get paid to think. I get paid to know. As a matter of fact, I ain't getting paid at all. Oh, wait, no, Trump is giving us all free money, so yeah, I am getting paid. He's paying me to do my job. Wow. Wow, he appreciates me that much? Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you. And thanks for including everybody else, because you know how I feel about that shit. I am on fire. Speaking of fire, let's throw him in the lake of fire. But Trump just sent Ambassador Rodman to North Korea. Let's go check and find out. Like, I don't know. I don't know why. Like, why? And he's an ambassador? Like, well, he definitely puts the ass in ambassador. This dude, Dennis Rodman, was in Las Vegas, right? And he was at the Treasures strip club. I've never been there, but I've driven by there plenty of times. Like, every day I would drive by there, you know? Because you see it from the freeway and whatever. But anyways, the point of the matter is he gets on, I believe it was the owner of the club's motorcycle. Don't quote me on that because I'm not sure whose it was, but I think it was him or the Bouncers. But he gets on his motorcycle, pops a wheelie, wrecks it into a light pole. I bet you guys didn't know that. You guys had no idea that this dude wrecked a motorcycle into a light pole trying to show off, wait a minute, while drunk. Did he do any time for it? Probably not. Did he pay any tickets off? Probably not. Did he have to pay any fines? No, nope, probably not. But what do I know? I'm not him. I'm not in his situation. All I know is that happened. All I know is that happened. You live in Vegas long enough and you become, I guess, the shitties. I said shitty instead of city. The city's sheriff. By choice of the people. Woo! You're bound to find out. It's like, wow. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to get over this music. Okay. So I'm all like, there's this picture of Dennis Rodman holding hands and holding a cigar in the other hand with Kim Jong-un. And I said, Kim Jong undead, feeling way too cool in his photo. Dennis Rod, man. Yeah, we friends. Bro, I got you. I'll read that one more time. That's funny. Kim Jong-un dead, feeling way too cool in his photo. The Dennis Rodman says, yeah, we friends, bro. I got you. I got you. Like, nigga give a fuck about Kim Jong-un. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's his best friend.
Oh, he crying. He shedding crocodile tears, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm fucking dead, bro. Quote, unquote, Ambassador Rodman. And then I put Leonardo DiCaprio laughing from the Wolf of Wall Street. That's so funny. Wow. But also, there's something else here. Are you ready for this? Hashtag dropout Biden. I said, this will be the first time I'm using a CNN politics article to prove a point. Da, 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 da. Keep this up, CNN. Biden's accuser says mother called in Larry King Live in 1993 for advice about presumptive Democratic presidential nominee raping her, or was it her daughter? Whatever. The dude's rapist. This is back in 1993. I said, at Joe Biden, raping bitches since 1993. Alyssa Milano approved. Oh! Carbon copy, the real Andrew Dice Clay. Alyssa Milano on Brett Kavanaugh. Believe all women. Alyssa Milano on Joe Biden. This is different.
Oh, really?
How much are you getting paid on this one? Is that what it was? Is like, you weren't like necessarily getting paid too much for that one, but for this one, yeah, this payout is way different. It's gonna have to be. You sticking up for a rapist, Alyssa. So Alyssa Milano's original account was suspended. Serves her right, right? Like, I've had so many accounts of mine suspended, I can't even count. Like, for real, more than 10 accounts. They hate me. But they say it's based on behavior. And I'm like, oh, get out of here. What are you, my freaking dad, Jack? Wait, Ali Ben Salah is my new uncle? Like, get the fuck out of here. Mr. Las Vegas shooting extraordinaire is my uncle? Get the fuck out of here, you fucking terrorists. I said Alyssa Milano, right? At Alyssa Milano, right? I said, but I put a photo that was a screenshot of her original account being suspended. And I said, Alyssa Milano. I said, saying to the tune of, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. Spacing around and everything. Then I said, I wonder what stinks more, Alyssa's vagina or Joe Biden's crotch? Oh, man. But then the gif underneath says, why not both? Oh, I'm sorry. How about both? Wow. Okay, so to finish what I was saying, yeah, can I finish here? Yeah, here. I'll give you the mic back. Here you go. Thanks, bro. Thanks. Yeah. All right, cool. Where were we? Okay, so USA Today confirmed the rumor, which is not a rumor because they confirmed it to be true, is that hospitals are getting paid up to 3 times more for having a COVID-19 death, the COVID-19 patient on a respirator, and just a COVID-19 patient at all. So yeah, you damn right there. Do you know how full they are of COVID-19 patients right now? No, really. Do you know how many coronavirus patients there are right now faking this illness? They have got the place packed. They got their floor that's dedicated to it packed. They got the 5th floor dedicated to it packed. And they also have the overflow things in the parking lot. Those little, you know how you go to class and not the cubicles, what are they called? The portables. Yeah, they got portable nursing things. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, they are full to the brim with those patients. And do you know what they're doing with people who are having babies right now? This is what's even worse. I heard this through the grapevine from a friend who works in a hospital. Well, anyways, this person told me that they, like, I'm sorry, this, the fact is just nuts here. Okay, I gotta slow down here. So, if you have a baby and everything's okay, in about 2 hours, 2 to 4 hours, they will kick you out of the hospital. You heard me right. You have a baby and everything seems to be fine. Go the F home. Like, wow, right? Let's see, how long was I in the hospital after we had our baby? I think it was like 2 days. So they cut 48 hours down to like 2 hours. That is just retarded. That's just wrong.
That is just wrong. Wow. Boy, they don't give a fuck about them babies no more, huh? They got their cash cow right now. Oh, yeah. Three times more is for a ventilator. Now does the ordering all these ventilators and hiding all the other ones to make it even more dramatic so we need more? They're hiding those so they can get more. Do you see? And then now that they've got more, they brought them all out of the woodwork. Do you see how this chain of events is going on here? Like, are you following me? Because I don't want to explain this no more. I really don't. I don't even want to talk about the goddamn shit anymore. But because, like, how long have we been talking about this? Since, like, December or something? Like, January? I don't even know. It's, like, February. How long has it been? Like, I'm scratching my beard. That's how long it's been. Like, I actually have a beard right now because I can't even get out of bed. Like, I'm so depressed with this shit that's going on and knowing it's all a lie that I haven't shaved and I don't know how long. Like, I'm scratching my arms like some kind of crackhead right now. I'm like, I haven't shaved, man. Oh my God. You know? And to me, that's a big deal. I can't stand hair on my face. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. It may be, in some religions, that may be a sin to shave your face or whatever, right? But dude, I cannot stand hair on my face. It's nasty. Who knows what's crawling in that crap? I don't know, bro. I'm a businessman. It's like, I'm professional. It's like, I don't have no time for that, bro. I got time for shaving my face all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I hate shaving. It's just a horrible experience. But dude, I cannot stand hair on my face. So anyways, back to the subject at hand. Perfection is perfectionism. And whatever Snoop Dogg said. So yeah, okay. Woo! Yeah, so now we got that out of the way. So yeah, the shit just got thicker, my man. I'm declaring a war on sex trafficking. Not drug trafficking, like fuck that. I don't care, dude. You wanna do drugs, that's your prerogative, bro. You wanna fuck up your life like that, that's fine. But whenever you start fucking up other people's lives, that's where we got a problem. And now it's an all-out war, bro. All out war, 3%ers, rise up. That's what I'm talking about. You guys been wanting to get off your asses and put guns to a head. Go bust a sex trafficker's ass. I'm so tired of this shit. They took my ex, bro. If you guys remember my old podcast that I took down because I don't like the fact that I was crying like a baby on it. But, you know, if you remember that, like, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I've got personal ties to having to deal with sex trafficking. Because of an ex that I don't know, I guess she got murdered now, but who knows? I pray to God she didn't, because I'd love to see her face just one more time. You know, even if things didn't, like, work out or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. I would just like to see her, at least, and get closure. You know, and not everybody can get that, I understand. But I will get my closure, whether it's going to be destroying all the sex traffickers in the world or not. And if you're sex trafficking, I'm looking right at you, Mexico, then you can expect the worst of the worst. Whatever your wildest dreams can imagine, yeah, it's like that. You want to go ahead and try and put a stop to me? You know how many people have tried already? Yeah, good luck. Everybody, why don't you do yourself a favor and go underground to the devil's love tunnel, the devil's little fudge tunnel? Go on down there and see what they got, bro. Middle Earth, Inner Earth, Hollow Earth. They're digging them tunnels, bro. That's all right, though. I'll gas y'all out. I will gas y'all out. Nerve gas, whatever kind of gas, toxic gas, any kind of gas. Y'all going down, homie. Y'all going down. Get it? Y'all going down, 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 into the rabbit hole, like the beat of this song's name? Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, dating apps have banned accounts for the purpose of sex trafficking. Like, I'm not even alleging that. I'm telling you this is what's going on. Like, I don't have time to sit here and say, oh, I allege that. No, this is what's going on. They get so jealous, and along with these trans and fat people that are on these apps. And look, now, I'm not knocking anybody, but, like, it's y'all piss me off to the point where I'm like, y'all fat. Y'all fat, lazy, and ignorant because you don't want to take care of yourself, just like my mama. She used to be so skinny and beautiful, right? And the only reason I say it is because all my friends be like, oh my God, you're club is so hot, dude. I'm a fucker. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, buddy. Like, you're nasty. Like, get out of here. And so, like, she went from, like, that body figure, that figure, right, that she had. She used to go out dancing all the time, taking care of herself, I guess. And then I don't know what happened, bro. It was just, like, she just ate all the wrong things. And she started to be vegan with me for a little while, and then she just gave up. And, like, now she has just really let herself go. And it's nasty. Real bad. But we're not talking about moms here. Let me jump off of your mom like you just jumped off of mine. Ew. Anyways, so yeah. I mean, and also, the reviews for these apps, it's happening to a lot of people. A lot of people. They're like, oh my god, my account was banned for no reason. I contacted the help desk and nobody's emailing me back. It's been months and they still haven't given me a reason why. So yeah, I mean, that's what's up. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they're reporting photos, they're reporting biographies, anything they can get their hands on. All I said in my biography is what I don't want. I said no overly or excessively overweight people, no trans. And those were the only two, like, things that I could have gotten banned for. Oh my god, I don't want to hook up with a trans, and I just said the words no trans and no excessively overweight people. No unattractive people? Wait, no, actually, I didn't say unattractive. I wanted to say unattractive. I wanted to say ugly so bad, but I didn't. So instead, I said excessively overweight people. Like, I put that as nice as possible. Like, that, I'm just not into that. And they don't give me an option to say, hey, no fat people. You know what I mean? So it's like, I got to say no fat chicks. It's a, they make bumper stickers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? But like I said, I didn't say no fat people. But, all right, whatever. So, like I said, it's a bullshit reason, which is exactly why I know for a fact that this has to do with sex trafficking. They would rather have their chances at sex trafficking all the women they can because they're greedy as fuck instead of letting me do my thing. Fucking get out there and date and do my fucking thing. Like, I'm tired of wasting time on this one chick from Instagram that is never going to talk to me. She'll give me two emojis and a fucking comment. She never comes by and comments my shit. She never supports me, but has the fucking nerve to post, be wary of people who don't support you and but keep an eye on you. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. You're the biggest unsupportive bitch in the fucking world. All you care about is you and your fucking status. But you're gonna go and help other people with their Instagrams and stuff like that are female? All right, how much are you charging them? Wow, like anybody is doing anything to come up and make a buck right now. It is sad, it's sick. And I mean, honestly, this is what she gets for moving in these big-ass houses. Like, who's to say, she's probably hurting for money right now because all she does is flash her ass and nobody's buying no more. I know I ain't. I ain't buying that shit, but whatever. In other news, Facebook not only rolled out a new version of their site, and I got to check out the beta test, which is ugly as fuck, but they also sent out a questionnaire about COVID-19. So yeah, the Facebook propaganda is about to get even way worse. That's what's up.